Welcome to The Daily Degenerate, the ultimate sports and entertainment podcast for your busy life. My name is Cohen Hughes, co-host and producer, and I'm joined by Los Angeles' very own Maddie Goldberg. We appreciate you listening and hope you enjoy this episode.
Welcome, everybody, to the Daily Degenerate podcast number 36. I'm Maddie Goldberg in smoky Los Angeles, which is sad but true. And I'm with Cohen Hughes, who I think has knocked a few back already tonight.
By knocked a few back, what do you mean? Boots or beers?
Booze, beers.
I thought you meant knocking a few boots back.
You know, you keep smiling, so I feel like
you're smiling. I can see you now in the video. We fixed our Skype problem, and now I can see you in the video. So I'm getting happy. I see my man, Maddie Goldberg.
I think during the Packers-Seahawks game, you were getting action. Mm-hmm. Like, maybe there's a girl right now with you, giving you a little action as we speak.
Well, you had a girl hold up in your sister's house just then before we started the podcast.
And we're going to hot tub later.
Oh, yeah.
Hell just a friend. Just a friend.
Hey, that's what Dan Bilzerian says, too.
That's right. It's been a long day. Had a crazy talk with the ex for about an hour on the phone. Like, I hate you, blah, blah, blah. You know, a lot of, like, did, blah, blah, he said, she said, crap. But it was good to escape. I ordered a Froman's Deep Dish Chicago Pizza because I was feeling down.
You love the deep dish, huh?
And I put a little money on the over-under. I put money on the over of this Packers-Seahawks game. It was a winner. And I'm waiting for you to give your amazing introduction, which I always enjoy.
Ladies and gentlemen, now that we're 2 minutes into our podcast, I guess I ought to break it out. If you don't know whose voice this is right now, coming to you in your left and right eardrums, my name is Cohen Hughes. I am the professional's devil's advocate. I am the podcast poppy, as some of the ladies know me as. And as Maddie knows me best as, I am the Michael Rappaport of the South, and I am the Johnny Sins of podcasting, fully shaven and all. How's it going, everybody?
Johnny Sins. A very, very proud man of No Nut November.
Yep. A proud participant.
I'm a proud participant of No Nut November, but that's not by choice. But whatever. You're like stoned tonight. Did you smoke a giant?
I'm just laughing at you.
Was that a funny joke?
That was a really funny joke.
Yeah. Shabing. I had a really good comedy show last night, by the way. Good. It was really weird. It was like a potluck. Comedy show because of Thanksgiving, so all the comics brought a dish, and there's a dude named Jared Levin, and I'll send you a picture. He looks like Jeff Spicoli from Fast Times at Ridgemont High, and he made chocolate chip cookies, and there was no way I was gonna eat one of his cookies. And literally, this dude's doing stand up in like a leather jacket, long hair, and he's got a hole in his jeans in the crotch.
What?
Like, yeah, the size of, like, just a giant hole. So you're basically seeing his penis every time he's like acting out on a joke. He gave the audience a lot, and he made the chocolate chip cookies. I went on stage. I'm like, there is no fucking way I'm touching those chocolate chip cookies.
And they loved it.
Yeah, but I love this game tonight because I hit the over. This is probably the end of Mike McCarthy. We should start there. I find it interesting. I was thinking about this game, and I was thinking about how many Hall of Fame quarterbacks do we have in the NFL right now?
Anywhere from 3 to 5.
I mean, how many? Well, let's talk about the legends of the game. There's 3 legends, in my opinion. They're playing Brady, Rodgers, and Breeze. Those 3 guys are GOATs. And isn't it weird that one guy is 42 years old, he's 7-3, one guy is 40, he's 9-1, and then the Packers are what, like 3-5-1?
Yeah.
So you, if you get lucky enough to coach one of these quarterbacks, you better damn win. This has got to be end of Mike McCarthy.
Yeah. Who do you think they get?
I don't know. I mean, it's, it might be somebody like when Rodgers knows an assistant coach in the league or something like that that he just really likes and trusts. It's kind of his choice. He's kind of like, it's kind of like LeBron James. Like, LeBron James doesn't like Luke Walton, or he didn't like David Blatt. He just kind of brings in his guy, and he kind of becomes the coach. So it's like, and the guy won't be, you know, Aaron Rodgers obviously won't be the coach, but it'll be his guy.
Yeah.
Like, it'll be his pick, because he is the franchise.
So
you're stoned tonight.
No,
stoned.
I was trying to plug your Mike Francesa Stan Lee video.
Oh, should we do that right now?
If you give me a chance to do some social things before we get into the, as you like to call them, the meat and potatoes.
Okay.
Of the episode.
I think this is like, remember I took all that chocolate and I sucked. This is your
chocolate episode.
Chocolate. Yeah.
Now you're so excited to talk about Mike McCarthy getting fired, like it's Dan Quinn or something.
Well, what did you take before the show? Be honest.
What did I take?
Yeah, you took something.
Like four beers. Like, what do you mean?
There's got to be weed.
No. Not until after I finish uploading all the shit tonight.
There's got to be weed. You smoked like a big fatty. I can tell.
No, I didn't. I'm just laughing at you.
Burton lays something with like angel dust or something tonight.
With bath salts.
You got to see Burton, his roommate. His roommate is like a total burnout. And then I saw a picture of his dad. His dad's a total burnout. And it's like, his dad and son is like, hey, son, we're going to see the Grateful Dead tonight. Like, that was like a family activity. Like, what a weird family.
God almighty. You're not pulling any punches to my
Am I wrong? Am I wrong?
I mean, maybe about the burnout part, but I mean, about the narration of the Grateful Dead concert, that seems pretty spot on.
Well, I mean, Jerry Garcia probably died before Burton was even born, but there's variations. Fish. Anyway,
Fish sold out a concert in Tuscaloosa one time when I was there.
I'm sure. There's
a
huge
hot ticket.
My ex's sister blew all her money. She had like 10 grand, and she saw like Fish like 10 days in a row, and she blew that 10 grand in like a minute seeing that crappy band.
Wow.
Anyway. Let's get to – okay. So what I just played you, and you have it all ready to go.
Yep.
So Mike Francesa, he's known as the New York Sports Pope. He's been on sports radio in New York probably since like 88. He was on CBS in the 80s and 90s. He's one of those gets trolled all the time. You can just go through calls where people – there's a famous one where a guy calls up and he goes, do you think the New York Giants and the San Francisco Giants ever have dinner together? And he didn't get it. He was trying to figure out what that meant and went on forever. And then they'll like –
that's
a guy
a funny
will call
question
up.
To ask.
But what you do to him is this, is you ask him a lot of questions and then you throw a weird question at him that makes no sense and he gets all flustered. So guy's like, where do you see blah, blah, blah going next year? And then he goes, what do you think about Cecil Fielder going to the Golden State Warriors? And he just gets like fucking, he goes, go read a book, go to school, go shovel snow, you clowns.
Sounds
and then
just
he
like
fell
you.
Asleep. He fell asleep on the air once. And people call him, they're like, they go like, they're like, "There's my kids love the Smurfs. Your favorite Smurf would be Sleepy because you love to sleep. And one time a guy goes, you got to watch the old NBA channel. They got Sleepy Floyd, Akeem the Dream. And he gets so mad. He gets so worked up.
How did he fall asleep on the air? Like, what was the context of that?
A guy was a Yankee reporter was talking about the Yankees. And you just see him dosing. And then you hear in his headphones, like, a producer is like, wake up. And you're looking at me now, like, I'll pretend to be him.
Yeah.
And his head snaps up like this. And his eyes get real wide. You can
God
watch it.
Almighty.
Just go Mike Francesa falls asleep on the air.
God
and then
almighty.
People call him up and they're like, just sleeping on the job again. Like they love saying that.
I can only imagine doing radio in New York. Like some of the people that you must get that call in.
Well, guys troll him. Like guys know how to get to him. So they give like ridiculous trade things. And then there was a whole thing with Jason Giambi. So there was an inside joke about they would call and just be like, what do you think of Jason Giambi going to here? So guy would be like, the Jets need a new quarterback. He's like, well, you have anybody in mind? He's like, how about Jason Giambi? And it would just – it kept going on and on and on. And it just became like they would like set him up and then be like – he's like, well, who are they going to replace him with? They're like, well, Jason Giambi. And one time a guy goes, what do you
think
about
Vince Lombardi? That's pretty funny. I'm not going to lie to you.
He goes, what do you think about Vince Lombardi coaching the Giants? And he's like, he engages people. He's like, you're asking me about a dead coach coaching the Giants. He's like, I didn't know he was deceased. Like, people fuck with him. So this call yesterday, Stan Lee, because he knows nothing about pop culture.
Yeah,
Stan Lee,
he's an old, out-of-touch guy.
Yeah, Stan Lee is an icon. Like, I'm not a comic book guy, but, like, if you think about Spider-Man, it was around when I was a kid. It'll be around in 40 years. It'll be around in 100 years. It's made billions of dollars. The movies are always big things. So Stan Lee passed away, who invented Spider-Man as well as other characters. And a caller called up to like troll him and was like, what do you think about Stan Lee dying? And I'll just let you play it because you got to just hear it.
All right. Here is WFAN Mike Francesca on the passing of Stan Lee.
Yeah.
Eddie in Hoboken. What's up, Eddie?
Hey, what's up, Mike?
What's up?
Hey, Mike, Stan Lee died today. Did you ever meet the guy? What do you think of him?
Stan Lee?
Yeah, Stan Lee.
I don't know who he is. I don't know who he is, no.
Jesus.
Who is he? Who is he? Who is Stan Lee? He was one of the creators of Marvel Comics. Oh, who cares? I mean, I'm sorry, I'm not a comic book guy. Is that who he is, Stan Lee?
He created Spider-Man. That was his
name. Created Spider-Man? Sorry. I never was a comic book reader as a kid. I apologize. Never.
Well, that's sad.
Just literally, like, he just said, who cares?
Like, if he played for the Yankees, it would be like 2 hours.
Of a tribute.
Like, yeah. But guy who created Spider-Man, who gives a shit? Amazing. So I know a lot of you guys are from the South who listen to this. I urge you, just go on YouTube. Just type in Mike Francesa. Type in Mike Francesa prank calls. You'll be going down a Mike Francesa fucking
rabbit hole.
Rabbit hole for days.
God.
I've listened to those clips. I listen to the same clips over and over and over. He also drinks a lot of Diet Coke. One time when Derek Jeter had an injury, a guy goes, I know what Derek Jeter needs to help him with an injury. He's got to get an MRI. And Mike's like, you already got one. He goes, you also need your Diet Coke. Give him your Diet Coke. Will be fine. So there's like always a Diet Coke thing.
Has he worked for this same radio station for like ever?
Oh, yeah. And he just got on Twitter and he gets trolled so hard.
God.
Like, he just got on Twitter and it's just people just so mean to him. There's so many like funny video. Like, there's a whole like world of Mike Francesa shit. Like, it's just amazing. There's a thing called FrancesaCon where everybody dresses up as him. People dress up like Diet Coke bottles as the Pope. Like, he's like worshipped. But he kind of knows he's being goofed on at the same time.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, like it's like funny because like he's the butt of the joke, but he, you know, like it's still funny.
Like, you remember, you know, Chris Russo on MLB?
Yeah.
Him and Mike and the Mad Dog was like went on for like 20 years. And then they broke up, but then Mike went solo, and then he just became an arrogant prick. And it's like there's so many calls that people call him a fat fuck and all this stuff. And they always said, like, people were like, one guy called me, he goes, who do you think in the Mets has the biggest cock in the locker room? And he's like, it clearly was heard on the radio. He's like, it doesn't get on the air, you clowns. You get so – it's like the guy like, hey, get off my lawn, you kid.
Yeah, yeah.
But he engages them, so people just love doing it.
just to get the reaction out of him.
Yeah, and he goes, you waited 3 hours to say that. You waited 3 hours. But what he doesn't realize is he's giving this guy a lot of attention.
Yeah,
you know?
I get mad about it.
Oh, he gets so mad.
God,
and then he
that's
pretends
hilarious.
He does. Yeah. And then he tells people how rich he is. Like, it doesn't bother me. I'll make a lot of money. I'll be here anyway. It doesn't bother me. You
damn.
Clowns.
Like, the guys on, like, Atlanta Sports Radio aren't like that. Like, they, like, always joke about, like, how little money they make and stuff like that.
Yeah. Well, New York is the big deal. No offense to Atlanta.
Yeah.
And the sports, like I played you Joe Beningo, who I love, who I don't know. Did you listen to that rant I sent you?
Yeah, of course.
So he was actually a fish truck driver, and he was such a good caller. They gave him a shot.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's the American dream. You said that he called in one day on, like, an open channel, and then, like, they just loved him so much they called him and had to have him in again, and he just got a job because of it.
Yeah. And he's, like, just a crazy Jet fan. 50 years of this crap, this garbage. And he's like, top ball, see ya.
Yep.
Don't let the – yeah, he's – so – should we get to the sports, or should we? What do you want to do? You want to goof around tonight? Because you're all out of it.
I was just going to talk about Stan Lee the whole time.
Well, I got to ask you a question about this. Like, I kind of want to get you riled up, but like, I'm kind of serious though. I think you got to let this Gordon Hayward shit go.
I will never, ever, let this go. Because I know what happened, and I remember what happened.
He wanted to make more money.
The Utah Jazz offered him more money on the Supermax than the Celtics did. He had to take less money to go elsewhere.
Well, then he wanted to play in a big-time market. I mean, like, here it is.
Yeah, he's getting paid $32 million to hit 9 points a game. Like, yeah, he's getting paid, but...
I don't want to make this about an ex-girlfriend. But you sound like a jilted lover. You know, like, when is enough of, like, do you want your ex-girlfriend to, like, have bad shit happen to them? Like, when do you, like, just be like, I'll let it be. I forgive. I move on.
When do I drop it?
Yeah, never.
I don't know.
Never.
Not really. Not necessarily.
But what'd he do to you?
He didn't call our owner to tell us that he was leaving. He waited until the very last day of free agency when he practically knew he was going to leave. He leaked the information and then had his agent tell everyone that he hadn't made a decision yet. Like, he didn't have any etiquette at all.
Well, you know, it's hard and it's very delicate and you don't really know how to handle things. But when are you just going to, like, go, like, because you seem to be enjoying that this is some sort of karma that he fucking completely fractured his leg into 5 million pieces. And one of the most horrific injuries of all time, and probably in basketball. And probably, like, you know, you see this in football where a guy's leg just gets, like, turns into a pretzel. He may never be the same player he ever is. And you seem to think it's, like, some sort of karma that the Utah Jazz bestowed on him, like some – crazy Jazz fan like yourself had a voodoo doll and you're loving this and enjoying it.
I never enjoy a player getting hurt, but what I do enjoy is seeing the situation play out to where my organization was right. And we got the better end of the bargain.
It's a freak injury though.
I mean,
it's a freak injury, buddy.
I mean, who could say that he wouldn't have that same freak injury for us? So we ended up lucking out.
You did. And that's great. But let it be. You're putting up stuff on Facebook like, well, I guess this is what happens when you don't treat people right or whatever.
And it is. I never said anything disrespectful.
You have on this podcast.
I'm a little bit vindictive.
Something's weird going on with you today. You're all quiet.
No, I'm not.
What's wrong? You okay?
Gordon Hayward left my franchise. That's what's wrong.
Okay. You're just plastered. That's what it is.
Yeah, I'm blackout drunk right now.
I'm going to take over. So we got to get into college football. Were there any good games tonight or what?
No, Tulane got murdered by Houston.
Now, did you watch any of that? I didn't even know that was happening.
I watched most of it, and it wasn't good.
I know North Texas top 25 is playing games. Right now. There's only one really good game this week, and it's a great game, and it's at Yankee Stadium. Do you know that?
I did not know that, no.
So it's Notre Dame-Syracuse.
Damn, why is that played at Yankee Stadium?
I'm not sure how it's going down as who gets the home game, but
probably there's the Cuse, so many. Right?
Syracuse is about 4 or 5 hours from New York City, which is like, it's not close at all. It's really the other end of the state. And, you know, a lot of people, though, that went to Syracuse work in New York City. So it's a big alumni game. It's a big game for Syracuse fans to go to New York City for the weekend. It's actually a snowstorm in New York. They have a dusting. And there's probably a lot of Notre Dame fans. So it's a big game. It's actually a Notre Dame home game.
Notre Dame travels well, don't they?
Isn't that one of the,
yeah.
They're a national team. You know, the only team I would say is more national than them is Alabama right now.
Yeah.
But this is really the only marquee game that, like, you need to watch this weekend. I mean, if you're a gambler, obviously there's games that intrigue you. But this is really the big, big game that really has meaning because – Syracuse has potential to beat Notre Dame, and that would just, like, put everything, like, it would be really fun because, you know, if Michigan and Ohio State, the winner of that would probably get in. And now it's like, okay, Notre Dame loses. We now have Oklahoma. We got LSU. We got Georgia. We got West Virginia. All these teams now have a chance.
Yeah.
And even your boys, Washington State.
Who are they playing this week?
Arizona.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Let me see what the line is for that game. I'll tell you what I think about it. It's 12 o'clock game, correct?
No, it's a late game. It's 10:30 your time.
Oh, shit.
So I'll probably get a text at 2 in the morning of...
saying, Mike Leach is my fucking man.
Yeah, well, for me, it'll be like 11.
Yeah.
I'll be up. The other game is interesting is UCF is playing Cincinnati. Cincinnati is one loss. They're ranked 24th. UCF is 11. And UCF has not lost a game in two seasons.
Yeah, and there's a big curmudgeon going on, a big fight going on about should we give UCF a seat at the big boys table because of this, haven't lost in two season streak. Or should we just still relegate them to the kids' table because we know that they're not playing competition?
Well, we should put them at the kids' table because I believe if they did get in and they were 4, Alabama would route them by about 40, and then everybody would be like, what a mistake. I mean, they would do about 20 points worse than Michigan.
Well, then let's do it then. Let's do it so we can put this whole thing to rest.
I see your point, but I still think their conference is not good enough. And it's just they should have scheduled like a big time team, really proved like a Ohio State or something like that. But a lot of teams, of course, don't want to play them because they're dangerous. You know, Alabama would rather play Citadel, LSU yeah. would rather play Rice, Georgia is playing UMass, which is a disgrace.
Literally,
all three of those teams should be ashamed of themselves for their what they're playing this weekend. It's not a good week. It's a week if you have a lady, take her to the mall to go shopping for
Thanksgiving. Take her to the beach, go on a picnic.
Yeah.
Get some man points this weekend.
That's right.
And then, we actually got Arizona at Washington State. It's a -10.5 spread for Washington State. I'm kind of scared to take it, but just because I'm so confident in Mike Leach, I will.
Well, I think they'll win, but they're...
10.5 is a lot against a middle-of-the-road team.
They only had one loss against the spread this year, which is pretty awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they have an outside chance. They have to win the Pac-12, and they need a lot of teams to lose games.
To get in that
like, they need something crazy. The problem with them to get in is, like, Michigan and Ohio State, one of those teams is probably guaranteed in. And that, like, kind of fucks over. It's all about now Notre Dame. It's all about Notre Dame shitting the bed and then giving like a LSU or a Georgia or a Washington State a chance.
Which me and you called that back in episode fucking 25. You know, we called that in weeks ago.
Yeah,
Notre Dame was going to get in.
And the crazy beauty thing about this whole thing is too is that whoever plays Alabama is fucked.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
It would almost benefit you to, like, not have the number 4. Like, you wouldn't want to sneak in and get number 4 because it's almost a guaranteed loss. Like, you would almost want to score more points and dominate your big wins so you can maybe have a chance at the number three seed instead of getting stuck with the number four seed and having to play Bama.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's all I got to say about that.
There are a few games on here that are pretty tempting from a betting standpoint. I know that, let's see, where did I find that one? It was, oh yeah, Utah State, who is number 23 right now at Colorado State. Colorado State is plus 28 at home.
Do we want to go there again?
Yeah, I know, but I
just, this is giving me Thomas Pentland flashbacks.
I know it is, but I mean, you know our rule with home dogs. I really feel like Colorado State is going to – 28 points is a lot.
Who are they playing again?
Number 23, Utah State, who hasn't impressed me much in the two or three games that I've watched them this season.
Yeah, that is a lot of points, man.
Especially for two middle-of-the-road teams.
Yeah.
Utah State at number 23 is generous.
I might throw a little action on that because that jumped out on me. I mean, that's a lot of points.
That's a lot of points.
Mm-hmm. I mean, for a small school,
Mike Bobo, who used to coach at Georgia, is the coach at Colorado State, and the way he plays is conservative and grinds clock. I don't feel like it'll be a 28-point gap at any point in this game.
Well, they were sure awful against Hawaii week one. That's like the beginning of my – I'm like, football gambling has begun. Thomas Pentland
gave us a Stouffer's Pizza French bread lock, and it just didn't happen.
He gave us the lock that did not happen.
Yep. But we forgive him because we love him.
We do. There's a couple other interesting games, even though, like, these are, like, for the true gamblers.
Yeah, the true – like, these are, like, fucking D2 teams almost.
Yeah. I'm looking at some of these spreads here. How is Minnesota 2-point favorites over Northwestern?
Yeah, who's playing? Northwestern is ranked too.
Also, West Virginia, Oklahoma State. I know West Virginia is going on the road, but I really like them this year. I think 4.5, they can cover that easily. That's a game I'll be watching. And
what's the
Michigan
over-under game?
They don't have it on ESPN. I'm on ESPN. Yeah, Let me see. That should be the over. That game should be over, but it's going to be 70.
That's what I was thinking.
Let me look at it on Bovada. Mm-hmm. I'm curious to know what the Rams-Chiefs game, the over-under on that, but we'll get to that.
And if me and you also are still Lovie Smith fans at Illinois, Illinois is at home this week against Iowa, 14.5-point favorites. I'm thinking about taking Illinois to cover the plus 14.5.
I don't know. They're quite bad. Iowa's decent. Iowa always plays teams hard.
Yeah.
Let's look at these over-unders in college. West Virginia, Oklahoma State. Like, watching Oklahoma State play Texas, like, that over was an easy one. These teams just fly the Big 8 or the Big 12. Uh-huh. So, here's an interesting one. Boston College is 2-point favorites over Florida State. I know their main quarterback probably isn't playing, but they are just so bad. Florida State is just so bad. Okay, the over-under on Oklahoma State, West Virginia, take a guess how high it is. It is mad high.
72 points.
73.
Wow.
And I would still probably take the over.
God, that kind of scares me. I don't know about that.
Yeah, that is high.
That's high as hell.
I kind of want to just go to the NFL because I'm just curious to see.
All right. Let's cover like two or three more games from a betting standpoint so we can fulfill our name.
All right, I'm looking at
the last two big spreads.
Another game I'll give you, which I love. I really think Nebraska's got it together, and I just think they're just going to win out, and they're pretty much an even game with Michigan State. I don't really like Michigan State's offense. I would take Nebraska easy in this one.
What is
it? I think Nebraska, it's an even game. They're plus one, so it's pretty much even. They're at home. Nebraska's, you know, they've won like three or four in a row. They've played a lot better. Their quarterback is a young guy, but he's really coming on. I really like Nebraska in this game. That's Stouffer's lock, and I also like Michigan at home. They seem to be rolling over teams. They're minus 28 over Indiana. I think they win like 42-3 or something like that.
That's the game I was actually about to ask you about.
Yeah. Well, there's my answer.
It's a 28-point spread. I know that's a lot of points. Michigan seems to be rolling, especially here in the last 3-4 weeks.
Yeah.
Harbaugh's back. This is one of those big games with a large point spread that I would probably still go with Michigan on to cover the 28 points.
I think they win like 42-10. I mean, they basically beat Wisconsin and Penn State, who are much better teams than Indiana by that, you know, like just blew those two teams out. So like they're kind of rolling. They're kind of in this like we want to be a big time team. And they're really heading into Ohio State with a lot of confidence. I think Harbaugh is not the type of guy like let's save up for Ohio State. It's like, let's fucking destroy and go into Ohio State.
Yeah,
like
well, because they're sitting in number four. And yeah. if the rankings come out, you'd like to jump one spot up to number three. So you'd like to have an impressive week. Right?
Yeah, you got to blow these guys out.
Yeah, no, you can't take any games off.
Harbaugh's a lot like Belichick. Like Belichick, week 17, Patriots are 13-2. Tom Brady's playing the whole game. It's just like it is. Like, we're going in, like, we're not going to worry about injuries. We're going in the fucking roll. And I think Harbaugh's like that, and I don't think he's going to take the pedal off the metal. So
the last big spread that I have for the day is
Clemson Duke.
No, I was going to go Washington, who's ranked number 18 at home against Oregon State. It's 33.5 points. That's a little bit too large for me for number 18 Washington, who's been a little bit suspect. I'm taking the Oregon State Beavers right here, plus 33.5.
The Beavers. I like that name. I don't know what a Beaver is, but I'll take it.
You don't know what a Beaver is?
My lock is Nebraska and Michigan. And I will probably put some stuff on Syracuse because I want them to win, but that's more my heart. I think they'll cover the 10 points. I think it'll be a hell of a game. I think that will be the game of the day.
One game that I'm thinking about putting a lock on is number 7 LSU against Rice. I don't think LSU even has the offensive capability to score 42 points. Nevertheless, cover a 42-point spread.
Rice is really bad, bro.
Yeah, but they're really – but I don't – LSU's offense isn't built to score points like that, even against bad teams. They'll run the ball for a majority of the day. I don't think they score 42 points at all. It's probably 38-7, something like that.
Very well. Should we get to the meat and potatoes?
You know I love meat and potatoes, Matty Goldberg. NFL time?
Yeah, and I'm worried about you this week, man. I'm worried that you're going to have a Dan Quinn meltdown.
No, if the loss to the Cowboys happens, you better bet on it.
I mean, it's over. It's And what sucks about it is like, you were hoping to go into Thanksgiving because it's like, how exciting is it to have your team playing Thanksgiving night? And it's like, you want it to mean something. You want that game to mean something. And if they don't win this game, that game doesn't mean shit.
No, it doesn't. Especially if we lose it. You know, like if we lose it, we're dead 100%. I mean, but like,
yeah.
I understand what you're saying. The Falcons could definitely go into New Orleans on Thanksgiving night and.
4-6.
Be out of the playoff hunt.
I mean, 5-5, you're still in it. Like, yep. You still feel like you're in it. So they need this win. Dallas needs this win. I mean, it's an ultra-competitive game where both teams need to win. And let's hope your boys come on strong. It's a 3-point favorite at home. The over-under is kind of interesting. It's at 49. I happen to think this game is going to go over. I think kind of Dallas made – you know, with Amari Cooper, they made a little stride on offense, and they're getting Elliott going, and I don't like the Falcons' D, and I like the Falcons' offense. So I don't know. I think this game's a coin flip, but I like the over in this one.
I'll tell you, I'll take Atlanta, minus 3.5. I feel like we come out firing this week, even though it's not an endorsement of Dan Quinn. I feel like our players know that we got embarrassed last week against the Cleveland Browns. And I feel like we do cover the over, just like you said.
Okay, I'm looking at Giants, Tampa Bay. And
Tampa Bay a 1.5 point dog in this game? I know it's in New York and all
the
that.
Giants are always overvalued, and they had a really good game last week. So it's kind of like ride the momentum. Tampa Bay has been there. They've won one game since going 2-0. They're a very bad team. The Giants still have a nucleus of talented players. I like the Giants in this game big. I think they easily cover. I think they win by 10 points.
Really? If it was Jameis starting, I may agree with you, but it's Fitzpatrick starting, so I don't know if it's
well,
that.
Well, Fitzy, this is the time Fitzy sucked, and he definitely had some big turnovers last week. Here's my lock of the week, though.
Okay.
I think the Lions are totally done. I think the Panthers will be mad as hell after being embarrassed
I agree.
And they have a couple extra days to get fucking pissed and fucking go out there and kick some ass. Mm-hmm. I like the Panthers in this one. I think Detroit just can't play against good defenses. I think Carolina will rebound. And I just got the thumbs up. You're not leaving, are you? Oh, it's ready? Everybody want to know my Wi-Fi password?
Free Wi-Fi.
Watery Onion 3.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
And Lucinda is the person.
5G?
Yeah. No, either one.
Okay.
How dare you interrupt me during a podcast?
I'm sorry.
What do you have to say to the boys out there?
Yo, boys.
What do you think about guys who like sports?
I'm for them.
You think they're sexy?
Hey.
So sexy, and now they have access to that free Wi-Fi.
Hey.
Yeah. My co-host is really drunk tonight. And he's smoking cigarettes.
Yeah. Matty Goldberg, you're an absolute nut, but you're a scholar and a saint, so I love you.
I'm a scholar and a gentleman.
Yep.
I'm a scholar and a gentleman.
You are.
All right, so here's the next one.
So Carolina at Detroit. Carolina's 4.5-point favorites on the road. I feel like they cover, and I feel like 49.5 go over.
Take
on
the
that
over
one as well.
Yeah. All right, here's the one that there's no line because Joe Flacco is up in the air. So Bengals with Hugh Jackson back in Cincy versus the Ravens. There's no line. There's no over. There's no under. They're waiting on the health of Joe Flacco. Because
Lamar Jackson probably will be starting.
If Lamar Jackson is starting, I would imagine the Ravens will be a dog, which I would take because I think Cincinnati, I think whatever Hugh Jackson goes this year, he's just going to turn his program into shit. So take the Ravens and you and Lamar Jackson, even though I don't know if he's going to be that good of a quarterback.
I think Lamar Jackson will be fine. This first game is going to be kind of crazy. Let's say that on, because it's about to be Friday morning right now, let's say that they go into Saturday afternoon and Joe Flacco is ruled out and Lamar Jackson is made the starter. Let's say that Baltimore is 3.5-point dogs at home. I'll take Baltimore at home.
Yeah, take him home. Don't be fooled. This is like when what happened in the biggest night for Vegas was – when Beathard went down and the line jumped from Raiders +3 to Raiders like -2. And everybody goes, oh, the Raiders are going to win because Beathard's out and they're playing some kid that's never played
Nick
before.
Nick Mullins. Yeah, who the hell is that?
And Vegas won big. So a lot of people were like, oh, well, Flacco's out. I'm going on the Bengals. Don't get fooled. Stay with the Ravens on this one. Mm-hmm. Titans, Colts. This ends up would have been like a shitty game. Is now one of the best games on the schedule because the Titans have two giant wins in a row, and the Colts, Andrew Luck is back.
Yep, and is the first time ever that an offensive lineman has won Rookie of the Month. Quentin Nelson, offensive guard for the Indianapolis Colts.
That's awesome. I don't even know who he is, but
he's a great guard.
The offensive line doesn't get a lot of credit, but
at all.
Good for you, buddy.
Yep.
Tyler Lewin, I love. He's another offensive lineman on the Titans.
Great.
So this is I have no idea who's going to win this game.
Coin flip. Absolute coin flip.
Absolute coin flip. I do like the over in this. I do like the over. I think both teams will score points. Yeah. I think the Colts offense is really – I think the Colts will get down in this game, and then I think Luck will get hot at the end and make it really close and put up some points.
If it's going to hit the over – it's going to have to be an Indianapolis win. I don't think it can be over and then Tennessee wins, just based on the way they play.
Okay, here's a really interesting game. The Steelers and Jags. This is a revenge game. The Steelers were embarrassed in the playoffs last year. I think the Jags are done. I think the Steelers are on a roll. They had 11 days. They're going to just come out and destroy the Jaguars.
Coming off a huge win. 11 days coming off a huge win.
And I love the over in this one, too. I love the over.
It's very low at 46.5 for me.
I love all these overs. I think it's going to be a big week of high-scoring games. Mm-hmm. This game might not be high-scoring the next one. This might be an under. Texans, Redskins. The Redskins are 3-point dogs. All they do is win, though. As bad as they are, they're like the worst. They're like the worst team that I've ever seen that's at 6-3.
Mm-hmm. The over-under is 42.5.
And your guy, Bill O'Brien.
My man.
I mean, this is a tough game. This is another coin flip, but I do see the Texans winning by a field goal.
Houston wins this game. I don't even think it's a coin flip. I think Houston probably wins this game without a doubt. Not like a blowout, but, I mean, this is Houston is going to win this game.
Our other football team out here that nobody talks about that's pretty hot, the Chargers, I think, are 8-2. Mm-hmm. They play the Broncos. They're 7-point favorites. I don't think they cover the spread, but I do think they win by a field goal here. The spread is low, 46.5. I think I don't really like the Broncos defense as much as I did a few years ago. I think it's going to be a high scoring game. I think the Chargers win 30-27.
Well, some good news for Chargers fans is that Joey Bosa was back at practice today.
He's such a factor too.
He is.
And it's amazing he hasn't played all year. And they've done so well.
And they're without their fucking all-pro NFL tight end, Hunter Henry.
I know. They could be 9-1. I mean, I don't think they're better than the Chiefs, but they could be 9-1.
I agree.
A game that the Raiders could potentially win. Low spread. I love these low spreads to go over. Raiders, Cardinals, over under 41.
If it's 20-21, it'll be over.
Who would think that the Cardinals would be a minus 5.5 at all this season?
In this game, even, I don't think they're minus 5. I don't think Oakland's that bad.
This game, the next game, is really tricky. It's a great game. It's a national game. The Eagles, the Saints. The Saints are favored by 9. It's a tricky game because it looks obvious that the Saints are just going to roll. But this is a game that they might kind of like be a little tired because their last two games, they've just been amazing.
I was about to say, I may not touch this game.
Yeah, it's a tricky game. Can you hold on one sec? Who is this? Hello? The over-under is high.
Yeah, no, I will not be touching this Eagles-Saints game.
So you got to be careful with the over-under, too, because the Eagles cannot score. Their offense is kind of challenged right now. Mm-hmm. This is a big game. This is awesome. Sunday night, Vikings-Bears. This is like a fierce rivalry for, whoever wins this game pretty much has a stranglehold of the NFC North. This is a big fucking game. Mm-hmm. I'm taking the Vikings.
Me too.
Low over-under, take the over. I think it will get to be like a 27-23 game. But I'm going to take the Vikings. I do think they're better. I think the Bears are going to really make a push in the next few years, though, to be a big-time team a year or two down the road. They're not ready yet. And we go to Monday night. This is big, buddy.
The game that was moved from Mexico City back to L.A.
It just shows don't fuck with the NFL.
No.
Do not fuck with the NFL.
If your shit isn't up to par and the conditions aren't right, the NFL will make you pay.
Like, if you decide to have a Ciara concert or whatever her name is, Sade or Shakira, that's it. They're all the same. They're all disposable to me. You decide to have a Shakira concert over having the first place Kansas City Chiefs versus the Los Angeles Rams, a potential Super Bowl matchup. If that's what you decide to have, fuck you. You don't decide. You don't get the best game of the year. It goes back to the United States where it belongs, the greatest country in the world. Mm-hmm. God bless the U.S. of A.
God bless. We got Kansas City plus 3.5. Do you think this game will be decided by more than a field goal?
I think it's going to go over. I think it's going to get to 80 points. And I think it will be within 7. I think the Chiefs are going to win.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn, I'm kind of...
I went to the game Sunday, the Rams, and their defense is terrible. Their defense is awful. So unless they get things fixed in the next few days, I think it's going to hurt them, the confusion of, like, they're in Colorado right now practicing because they wanted to practice above sea level or below sea level, whatever the fuck. I think the confusion of everything is going to confuse them. I think the Chiefs are just going to roll in there and kick some ass. And I think it's going to be like a 42-35 game.
I can see that. I think the Rams win this game. I don't think it's by 7 points. I think it'll probably be a 6 or point less game.
So you see the Rams winning?
Yeah, I see the Rams winning this game.
Well, I'm telling you, the defense is bad, man.
Especially
because,
I mean, like, it's a home game. And I know L.A. doesn't enjoy a great home field advantage, but they're going to be more comfortable by practicing on their side of the hemisphere or the country, whatever you want to call it. I really feel like the Rams will win this game.
They've decided to stay in Colorado, which is interesting. You would think they'd go, like, let's get back to L.A.
I think it's because
of
the air quality in L.A. Right
now. That's true. You know, where I am, I don't smell anything. But the girl that's here, like, she lives, like, 10 minutes from me. Like, she can look out her house and see, like, burning shit, you know?
God almighty.
So, it's just crazy. It's really bizarre. Like, if you're ever out here and you ever see the fires, and I guess there always will be fires, unfortunately, and you're driving, it literally looks like you're driving and hell is on each side of the road. Like, it literally looks like hell. Like, you're looking at just, like, burning fires, forests.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Like, how often, do you go up that way where the fires are at?
Well, when I do comedy up there, you know, I go up there, but not, you know, there's no real reason to if I'm not doing comedy. But, you know, if I have to go somewhere, you're in the valley or whatever, you're going north, you'll see that shit.
Matty Goldberg, is there anything else you'd like to talk about while
no, I think we had a really good episode. I think you were a little stoned tonight or drunk, but it's all good.
Nope.
I love you very much.
I think you were in a good mood tonight. Even though you may have had a bad day. I think you hit it well, and I think you put on a good show tonight.
I was, because I was very triggered. I've been trying to avoid the ex, and she's been texting me about things. She wants me to watch her dog for the holidays, and I'm like, fuck that.
I wouldn't do it.
She called me, and I, like, picked up like an idiot, and then you just get, like, stuck in a long phone conversation of, like, you know, he said, she said, and it was a very triggering day, and it just, like, I got over a lot of stuff, and then it just brings stuff back, but it's my fault. You dance with the devil, you get burned, you know? It was my fault.
I know it. I do feel like you hit it well, though. I feel like me and you had a good episode. I feel like you were
That's why you stayed with the chicks. That's why you're the Johnny Sands. Mm-hmm. And that's why you're the Michael Rapaport of the South.
That's exactly why.
All right, brother. I'm going to go hot tub.
Matty Goldberg, plug yourself before we go.
At Matty Goldberg 1 on Twitter, at Matty Goldberg on Instagram. Follow us at TDDP, the Daily Degenerate Podcast. Tell your friends about us. By the way, for the Fantasy League, I know I'm doing shitty, but only half of you guys paid me. I still need money from a lot of you guys. I was thinking if I came in last, if nobody paid me, I would be kind enough to fork out the rest of the money, but I don't know. That's a lot of money.
Don't do that as of yet. Do that once we get like 8 or 9 or 10 people's money collected.
But let's go, people. You know who you are.
Get it into gear, you degenerates.
That's right, man. Because we have a good league going.
We do. It's pretty competitive.
The other league I'm doing.
You didn't set your lineup this week. You kind of. Or
last week or whatever. I forgot to put in a new quarterback. I fucked up.
Yeah. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, my name's Cohen Hughes. You can find me on Instagram at Cohen_Hughes. I will be doing a new podcast about basketball with our longtime guest, Thomas Penland. We'll have all the time.
It'll be part of this network.
It will be part of the David Degenerate Podcast Network, because I will be the one editing it up in it.
Wait, not to interrupt, but let's get Thomas back on one of these days for our show.
I actually am recording with him, I think, tomorrow for our basketball podcast.
All right, ask him.
next week, what I want you to do is in place of me on his Tuesday episode, I want you to go on his podcast.
All right, cool.
There's a new segment that I invented for us and him. It's called the Hot 100. You get 100 virtual dollars, and you have to gamble it away and see who can generate the most net cash at the
That's
end of
good
the
good idea, bro.
But I want you to take the place of me and do my Hot 100 next week.
Sounds good. I'm going to go. I love you, man. Have a great night.
All right, Maddie, we love you too. Ladies and
gentlemen. And fans, enjoy the Saturday, Sunday of football.
Of non-football. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been episode 36 of the Daily Degenerate Podcast.